text we pray the Lord be pleased to speak to us now from is the Gospel of John, chapter 15 and verse 1.
我们求主祝福我们向我们说话的经文是约翰福音第十五章一到十节。
Having given an overview of the parable,
我们看了这段经文的中览之后呢,
we want to now go directly to it and line by line hear its message to us.
我们现在要看这段,直接看这段经文, 然后一节一节地解释这段经文,怎么向我们说话。
Would you pray with me?
好,请你跟我快祷告。
Father, there's no way that we can achieve your kingdom's purposes.
父神,我们自己没有办法成全你国度的目的。
Only by your power, O Lord.
唯有借着你的大能主啊。
And it's your power I'm now asking for.
我们现在求的就是你的大能。
Give Brother Larry and I strength for this day.
求你帮助讲的跟翻的今天的能力。
Help us, Lord, to be selfless.
帮助我们忘记自己。
Fill our minds and our hearts with your glory.
让我们的心灵
Because we want to see you here. We ask that you bless your people today. We love you. And we cry out to you today. We desperately need you.
主啊，我们迫切地需要你。
Speak to us.
向我们的灵说话。
You told us man does not live by bread alone.
已经跟我们讲，人活着不是单靠食物。
But by every word that proceeds out of your mouth.
那是靠你口里所出的一切话。
We're hungry, Lord.
主啊，我们何等的饥渴慕义。
And we desire to eat.
我们需要吃你的话。
Feed us.
求你喂养我。
In your name we pray.
奉你的名我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
What is the Christian life?
基督徒生活是什么样的?
How would you define it?
你怎么下定义呢?
Or to ask it another way, what is the good life?
或者换一个问题来问, 什么是那美好的生命?
How do you achieve the good life?
你怎么样达到这个美好的生命?
How would you define a good person?
你怎么样定义一个好人?
And how do you become a good person?
你怎么成为这样一个良善的人呢?
Jesus came and told us
主耶稣来告诉我们,
that the Christian life and the good life are one and the same.
基督徒的生活跟那个美好的生命是同一件事儿。
And the way to attain one is the way to attain the other.
你得到了其一就得到其二。
It doesn't matter whether you are a Christian or not.
不管你是不是基督徒。
The concern is exactly the same.
我们所关怀的是同一件事。
What does it mean to have success and how do you achieve that?
你怎么样得到成功,如何得成功,怎么达到那个目标。
I do not define success by wealth.
我不借着财富来对成功下定义。
Or public status.
或者社会地位。
Success is defined by God Himself.
真正的成功要借着神下定义的。And
Jesus said it is only defined by Him.
耶稣说,唯有借着他,我们才能够对成功下定义。He
is the measure of success or the good life.
耶稣是成功的或者一个美好生命的标准。
And this is where the exclusivity of Christianity is seen.
这就是在此我们看到了基督教的排他性。
The only way to live a life that is right is through Jesus Christ.
唯一能够过一个美好生命的是借着基督才能达到。
In other words,
换言之,
you have to learn how to live through the life of another.
我们必须学习借着另外一位来过一个美好的生命。
And that is what we were talking about in that last session last night.
这就是我们昨天晚上讲的上一堂课的。
You have to learn not to be dependent upon the physical senses.
你必须要学习不依靠这肉身的五官,
but learn how to live in the spiritual realm by faith.
乃要学习如何凭着信心活在灵界当中。
Now the metaphors that Jesus gives about himself through the book of John are amazing.
在约翰福音里头，耶稣讲到有关自己的一些比喻是叫人很惊叹的。
They really help us to understand him.
这些比喻真是帮助我们能够理解他，认识他。
Do you remember those seven I ams of Jesus?
你记得在约翰福音里的耶稣的七个我是这个，我是那个吗？
I am the bread of life.
我是生命的粮。
I'm the light of the world.
我是世界的光。
I'm the door of the sheep.
我是羊圈的门。
I'm the good shepherd.
我就是好牧人。
I am the resurrection and the life.
复活在我，生命也在我。
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
我就是道路、真理和生命。
But none of these, none of these unpack and speak to his incarnation.
但这些我是我是没有一个能够把他的道成肉身给讲解清楚。
None of those describe his subordination.
没有一个能够形容他对父的顺服。
But John 15:1 does.
但是约翰福音十五章却把这些都讲明了。
I am the true vine.
我就是真葡萄树。
And what I want us to do this morning in this first session,
今天第一堂课的这今天早上我要讲的是
is I want somehow for you and I to be able to see the beauty that is in Jesus alone.
我要你看到在基督里唯独在基督里的那个荣美，看到一些荣美。
You and I must see him.
你跟我必须看见耶稣。
It's not about turning and looking inward and trying to find the ways in which to improve ourselves.
不是自我审查，看看有什么能够改进的方法或是途径。
When I look within this heart of mine,
当我看我自己的这颗心的时候，
I'm easily depressed.
我好容易就
discouraged,
绝望了，就灰心了，就完了。
I only look inside this heart long enough to make me turn away and look to the cross.
我只看我的心，看到叫我绝望，叫我灰心，直到我立刻转眼转向基督，转向十字架。
If you and I are to be transformed from glory to glory,
如果你我要从一个荣耀荣上加荣，不断的改变的话，
we have to behold.Jesus.
我们必须仰望基督，要看见基督。
And so I want to show you the unbelievable character of Jesus this morning.
所以今天早上我要你看到那难以置信的基督的荣美，他的本性的荣美。
I want you to see his heart.
我要你看到他的心。
And if you can see his heart, I don't believe you're going to leave here the same.
一旦你看到他的心，摸到的心，我相信你不会跟从前一样。
One thing before we look at the words, I am the true vine.
在我们看这个我是真葡萄树之前的一件事啊，就是
We have to tackle one thing.
我们要解决一个大问题。
Because you don't see it in this text.
因为在这段经文里看不见。
But you've got to know it's there.
但你必须知道里头包含这个意义。
And that is that Christ Jesus is also the creator of all things.
就是耶稣基督也是万物的造物者。
Yes, he says, I am the true vine, but he's also the creator.
没错，他说我是真葡萄树，但同时他也是创造主。
Which means that Jesus the Son is equal to God the Father.
这意味着神的儿子耶稣基督和父神是同等的。
We read last night in John chapter 14, verse 7.
我们昨天在14章第七节约翰福音看到了。
Jesus said, if you have known me, you have known the Father.
耶稣说，如果你看认识他，你就认识父了。
A definite statement talking about the equality between the Son and the Father.
很清楚的一句话，讲到父跟子是平等的，同等的。
Of all the four Gospels, it is the Gospel of John that clearly shows us the deity of Jesus Christ.
在四福音当中，约翰福音是把耶稣基督的神性表明的最清楚的。
And the man, Christ Jesus, did not earn that deity.
人子耶稣基督并没有赢得那个神性。
There are religions that say this about him.
有些宗教是这么教导的。
The great Mormon deception is built upon this premise.
摩门教那个谎言就是建立在这个
That Christ Jesus earned deity by his way of life.
耶稣基督借着他的美好的生活赢得了神性。
The status of God likeness.
他达到了像神一样的这个神性，靠自己赢得的，这是摩门教的异端邪说。
But the Bible says that he is the eternal God.
但圣经说，耶稣就是那永恒的神。
And even though he came to this earth, he still retained his place in that Godhead.
虽然他降世为人来到世上，但他仍然保留了神性那。
In this same discourse in which we find our parable,
在这一段教导里头，我们看到，在这个经文里，我们看到我们的比喻。
The 16th chapter of John, verse 28, we read.
16章的28节，我们读到。
I came forth from the Father, and I have come into the world. John 16:28.
我从父出来，到了世界。
And I leave the world. And go to the Father. Do you remember? Do you remember what he said to Nicodemus?
你记得他向尼哥底母说什么话吗?
In John chapter 3, verse 13.
约翰福音第三章的十三节
is an incredible statement of his deity.
是一句难以置信的关乎他神性的话。
John chapter 3, verse 13.
三章十三节。
No one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven.
除了从天降下，人就在天的人子，没有人升过天。
Who has done that?
谁曾经做过这样的事?
The answer is that is the Son of Man who is in heaven.
他回答说，除了从天降下，人就在天的人子，没有人升过天。
Now there are some differences in translation in that last clause.
这最后一句话有不同的译法啊。
But I believe it is as I just read it in the English.
我想就像英文中文是一个意思啊。That
while Jesus was talking there with Nicodemus,
当耶稣在那儿正在跟尼哥底母说话的时候,
there in the body,
在他的肉身当中,
at the same time,
同时,
he was in heaven.
他也在天上。
How's that?
他怎么又在肉身又在天上呢?
Because he's God. And God is omnipresent. That means he's everywhere at the same time.
意思就是他什么地方都在。
Even David exclaimed,
大卫也宣告说,
Lo, if I make my bed in hell, thou art there.
就算我在地狱,在阴间下榻,你也在那里。
Jesus did not lay aside deity in order to come to this world.
耶稣没有放弃他的神性来到世上。不,
he retains his deity.
他保留他的神性。讲师,
any teaching that minimizes this fact is heresy.
任何的教导贬低了基督神性就是异端邪说。
He is the creator.
他是创造主。
And in John chapter 1 verse 3,
约翰福音第
1:3, in the prologue of the apostle,
在约翰福音的序言里头这么说,
he establishes this fact.
他就建立了这个事实。
All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made.
万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
In John chapter 10, in verse 30,
第十章的三十节。
Jesus goes so far as to tell the religious leaders that he and the Father are absolutely one.
耶稣甚至向那些犹太人宗教领袖说，他与父原为一。
He could not be any clearer.
他讲得清清楚楚。
I and my Father are one.
我与父原为一。
What was their reaction?
那些犹太人领袖是怎么回应的?
Stone him for blasphemy.
他们要拿起石头打他,
He's making himself to be God. No, not at all. He was not making himself God, he was.
他不是把自己当神,
he has always been and always will be.
而且他总是神,
now that you have to remember before you look at the text.
所以你必须要记得这一点,
Christ is the Creator God.
基督就是创造主。
But then when you read the words of our text,
然后你读我们今天的经文啊, 15章,
you discover that the Creator God becomes the created.
你发现这位创造主竟然变成受造者。
I am the true vine.
我是真葡萄树。
In the parable,
在这个比喻当中,
Jesus is not portrayed as Creator.
He's not what?
Portrayed.
我们这段经文没有把耶稣形容成为创造主。
There's no hint of his deity in those words.
在这些经文里头，我们看不到他的神性的一些暗示。
The metaphor has to constrain him to be created.
这个比喻必须把它限制在受造的范围里。
Not only is he creator, but now we see he is created.
他不仅是创造主，现在我们看到他似乎是受造者。
How do you end up with a grapevine?
你怎么会有这样一个伟大的葡萄树呢？
A vine is propagated from a seed.
一个葡萄树是从一个种子里头长出来的。
There was a time that that grapevine did not exist.
曾经有一度这个葡萄树不存在。
Another vine produced a grape.
另外一个葡萄树结出了葡萄。
And within that grape was a seed.
在那个葡萄里头有籽儿，葡萄种子。
And the vine grower takes that seed.
然后那个栽培者把那种子拿来。
Plants it in a pot of soil.
然后种在一个土壤里面。
And that seed germinates and breaks through the top of the soil.
那个种子就生根发芽，从土壤里头钻出来了。
It's a small green sprout.
就像一个绿色绿芽。
And that grower nurtures that tiny shoot until one day it's ready to be planted in the vineyard.
那栽培者不断地培育它，直到有一天成了一个葡萄树的种子，一个苗。这个
is what Jesus is saying about himself.
这是耶稣在形容他自己。
A grapevine just doesn't appear one day.
这葡萄树不会突然之间出现。
If you have a grapevine in your yard, it just didn't happen.
如果你的后园里头有一个葡萄树，它不是自己产生的。Someone
planted it.
因为有人种它。And
Jesus is using this analogy to show us.
耶稣就要借着这个例子，这个比喻来教导我们。That
he had been planted as you would plant a grapevine.
他被栽培，就像你栽培葡萄树一样。
This is the analogy we see in the Old Testament.
这也是我们在旧约里头看到的一个比喻。
We looked at it last night.
我们昨天已经看了。
Israel was a vine, a type.
以色列就像就是一个葡萄树，就是一个影子。
And so with these few words, Jesus is stating unequivocally.
所以这几句话，耶稣毫无疑问的在告诉我们。
The great doctrine of his incarnation.
在教导我们呐。
God planted Jesus in this world like a vine grower planting a vine.
父神把耶稣栽培在世上，就像一个栽培者把葡萄树栽培在园子里一样。
He planted him in the womb of the virgin.
他把耶稣栽在玛利亚的怀腹中。
And all we know is the Holy Spirit came upon her.
是我们知道是圣灵临到玛利亚。
And without a human man to impregnate her,
没有任何男人与她结交。
She conceived.
她怀孕。
She conceived Jesus.
她怀了耶稣基督。
A virgin conceived.
一个真女，童真女怀孕生子。
God.
因为神。
Was implanted in a womb of a virgin.
神被栽在一个童贞女的怀中腹中。
Terribly difficult to understand.
这是一件很难理解的事实。
Creator becoming the created.
这创造主变成受造的。
Do we even try to dare to understand?
我们甚至想试图理解或者敢去理解都难以理解。
I've said this many, many times.
我曾经多次说过。
I have more difficulty trying to understand the incarnation than I do the Trinity.
我了解道成肉身比了解三位一体更难。
I don't have any problems with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
我没问题，我圣父是神，圣子是神，圣灵是神。
This is how God declares Himself. I accept that.
这我没问题，我没问题，因为神这么宣告，我就这么相信，我就这么接受。
Do I understand that?
我明白吗？
No, not really.
我不真正明白，是奥秘。
But if God has said this, I believe it.
既然神这么说了，我就这么信了，很简单。
But when I try to understand the incarnation of our Lord, that within this one person,
在这一个位格里面,
there are two natures,
里头有,
divine and human.
有两个本性, 一个是神性, 一个是人性,
neither are mixed, bringing us a hybrid.
这不是两个混在一起成了一个半人半神的一个一半一半的。Brain
melts.
我的脑袋就昏了，昏了头了。
This is the greatest mystery. In fact, the Apostle Paul said.
这真是最大的奥秘。其实保罗，使徒保罗也那么说了。
Undeniably, he says, the mystery of godliness is this.
大在敬虔的奥秘就是,
that God was manifested in the flesh. So, how does the infinite become finite and not lose his infinity?
那无限的怎么变成有限的而不失去它的无限呢?
I don't know.
我不明白。
Only God could pull something like that off.
唯独神能够做这样的奇妙的事。You
see, Jesus didn't stop being the creator.
你看，耶稣不仅仅是那创造主。
He didn't stop being divine as he became a human being.
当他道成肉身成为人的时候，他不停止做神，他还是神。Let's
go back 2,000 years, shall we?
我们再回到2000年前。
And I'm asking you to sanctify your imagination for a few moments.
请你用圣洁的想象力暂时想一想。
Imagine the shockwave that ran through heaven.
你想天上的那个惊叹。
When the news was given to the angels above that God was coming to be a man.
当天上的天使得到了这个信息，神要降世为人的时候。 他们是何等惊讶,
that he would be planted as a tender shoot in the womb of Mary.
他会像一根嫩芽一样被种植在玛利亚童女的腹中。
Now, I do not know
我不知道,
whether God gathered all the angelic host at the throne and he explained it to them.
神把天上所有天君天将都聚集在他的四周围, 然后跟他们解释,
or he told one of the archangels and gave him the responsibility to tell all of the angelic host.
或者他告诉其中一个天使长宣告给其他所有的天上天使天兵天将说,
this we cannot say.
我们不知道,
but we can say there had to be great puzzlement and amazement at this news.
但我们敢肯定的是, 天上一定会有极大的惊叹、惊讶和赞叹。
They, like us, ask, I'm sure, two questions.
天使就像我们一样, 我相信会问两个问题。 第一,
why?
为什么?
And number two, how?
如何?
How is this possible?
这怎么可能?
And there he is on that day, as he leaves heaven.
那天当他离开天庭的时候,
and they watch him
天使看着他,
take off the garments of his majesty.
脱下了他那尊荣的外袍。
They watch him as he unbuckles the girdle of glory.
当他脱下了那荣耀的腰带。
They see him take off the glorious crown of his might.
他们看到他脱下了那荣耀大能的冠冕放在一旁。
And then he says to them all,
然后他们对他说,
I do not despise the womb of the virgin.
对他们说, 我不藐视童贞女的腹。
Gladly go.
我欢喜快乐, 甘心乐意的去。
Now, I don't know if it really happened that way or not.
我不知道是否真是这样发生的。
But I can say with much certainty
但是我可以肯定的是,
that he who upheld the universe with his omnipotence
那位用全能的手托住万有的这位神,
had to be held up by the virgin's arms.
必须借着童女的手托住。
The very God who fed the birds of the air
那一位喂养天空飞鸟的这位神
had to be nursed at Mary's breast
必须借着玛利亚来喂养
The Almighty God who sat on heaven's throne
那位全能的神坐在天上宝座上神
was reduced to a feeding trough as his bed
落到马槽的卑贱的里面
I am the true vine.
我是那真葡萄树。
Planted among us. Planted among us.
在我们当中被栽种下来。
What's the reason for it?
栽种在人间。为什么?
You.
因为为了你。
He willingly gave up the splendor of his glory.
甘心乐意地放弃了他荣耀的天家
To be an embryo in a woman's womb
成了在一个妇人怀中的一个小小的一个叫什么胎儿
The Apostle Paul says it's a faithful statement worthy of all acceptance
使徒保罗说这是值得这是可 大灾进前后是值得人敬佩的，要接纳的一句话。
Jesus Christ came into the world.
耶稣基督降世
to save sinners.
为要拯救罪人。
There's your why. Martin Luther said
that's your why.
That is the why.
这就是为什么。这就是为什么。
Luther, Martin Luther.
马丁路德说
said these words.
说
He never gave himself for our righteousness.
他不是为了我们的义而舍命的,
but he did give himself for our sins.
但是他是为我们的罪而舍身。
So in the words, I'm the true vine. There is the incarnation. You see it now, don't you?
所以在这些话里头, 我是真葡萄树, 我们就看到道成肉身, 对不对? 我是真葡萄树。
But there's also his subordination.
同时我们看到他的顺从, 顺服。
The subordination of Jesus is seen in this same verse.
在同一节经文里头看到基督的顺服。
I'm the true vine.
我是真葡萄树。
And my Father's the vine dresser.
我父是栽培的人。
Again, let's look at John chapter 14, verse 28.
再次我们看到约翰福音14章28节。
John 14, 28.
14章28。
You've heard me say to you, I'm going away and coming back to you.
你们听见我对你们说了。 我去还要到你们这里来
If you loved me, you would rejoice because I said, I'm going to the Father.
你们若爱我, 因我到我父那里去, 就必喜乐。
And then he makes this amazing, incredible statement.
然后你说一句, 他说了一句, 叫人难以置信的, 奇妙的话。
For my Father is greater than I.
因我父比我大的, 是比我大的。
What do you mean? I thought you're God. You're,
什么意思啊?
You're equal to the Father.
你不是跟父神同等吗?
Ah, yes.
是,没错,没错。
But in every sense of the word, he's also subordinate.
同时他也是顺服父神的。
Let us turn to the sacred word of the Apostle Paul.
我们再看看使徒保罗所说的圣言。
To the epistle to the Philippians, Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章。
Verse 6 through 8.
第二章六到。 八节,
Philippians 2, verses 6 through 8.
腓立比书二章六到八节,
you know these words, but I want you to
你很熟悉这段经文,
read them slowly and carefully with me.
但我叫你, 我请你跟我一起慢慢的, 仔细地读。
Who, meaning Jesus,
好, 这里讲到,
being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God.
他就是耶稣啊, 本有神的形象, 不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
Now some translations, I don't know, maybe yours.
有些翻译啊，也许我们中文翻译也是这样。
Translate that statement saying he didn't think that equality with God was something to grasp or hold on to.
说他跟神平等不是要抢夺要抓住的一件事。
I think that's an unfortunate translation.
我想这个翻译很可惜啊，讲的不是很正确。
I believe it literally states that he didn't think being equal with the Father was robbery.
我想原来的意思是他不认为跟父神同等是强词夺理，是过分的。I
believe that's a reference to Adam in the garden.
我相信呢指的是亚当在伊甸园里。
Remember what the temptation really in its essence was all about?
你记得伊甸园的试探，它的本质是什么？
You can be like God.
你吃了就可以像神一样。
Knowing the difference between good and evil.
你就可以知道分别善恶了。
And when Adam and Eve reached for that fruit, they were committing robbery against God.
当亚当夏娃吃那个果禁果的时候，他们在抢夺神的荣耀。
They were trying to take something that didn't belong to them.
他们在夺取不属他们自己的东西。
Equality with God.
他们要与神同等，就像神一样。
But here the Apostle Paul says Jesus.
这里保罗，使徒保罗讲到主耶稣。
Knew that being equal with God was not robbery for him.
他知道与神同等。
It was right.
那不是窃取神的荣耀，乃是理所当然的。
Altogether good.
这本身是良好美善的，是。
But he did not consider this. But verse 7 made himself of no reputation, taken the form of a slave.
第七节，他反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象。
And becoming in the likeness of men.
成为人的样式。
And being found in appearance as a man. Now watch these words.
哦，注意啊，注意听。
He humbled himself and became obedient.
就自己卑微存心顺服。
Subordination.
顺服。
Coming under the Father.
他降在父神之下，顺服。
And doing exactly what the Father tells him to do.
他顺服父神的旨意，父神叫他干啥，他干啥。
What is it the Father commanded of his Son?
父神怎么吩咐他的儿子呢？
To be obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross.
叫他存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And that's exactly what he did.
这就是耶稣所做的。
He said of himself, I did not come to seek my own will.
他说，我来不是要成全我自己的意思。
But the will of the Father who sent me.
乃是那差我来的旨意。
Once again, we cannot imagine the humiliation.
再次，我们不能想象耶稣的那个降卑啊。For
the one whose every angel was ready to do whatever he commanded.
那一位所有的天使都待命要遵行他旨意的，他的降卑。And
now, as a person, just like you and me.
现在正像你我一样，他降世为人。He
has to be told what to do and what not to do.
你必须听从父神的旨意，怎么做，怎么不做。
We're hearing this right now. You're hearing this right now.
你现在在听这些话。
And you may not be so impressed with what you're hearing.
你也许听了不以为然，不觉得有什么了不起。
I'm not talking about our eloquence or lack thereof.
我讲的不是说我们的口才或者缺乏口才。
You're not impressed with the truth.
你也许不认为这个真理有什么大不了。
Because you've become so familiar with it.
因为你习以为常，耳熟能详了，没什么大不了。
Beloved,
但亲爱的,
you and I cannot imagine how far he had to stoop.
你我不能想象他要降卑，从什么地位降卑下来。
It's difficult for us to see the humiliation.
我们很难看到他的降卑的程度，何等之大。
But Jesus fully experienced the human experience.
但耶稣完全经历到我们人类所经历的一切。
Through history, men have told stories.
从历史以来，人讲了很多故事。
were kings and princes.
那些太子啊, 王子啊,
wanted to experience a commoner's life.
要经历老百姓的生活, 就,
they slip out of the king's palace.
就从王宫里头偷偷地溜出来,
take off the royal garbs and put on peasant's clothes.
脱下黄袍, 穿上老百姓的破旧衣服, 农民的衣服。
They want to see what it's like out there in the average human's life. And often these men try to illustrate Jesus, King Jesus, in this way. But it will not work. Our king was not playing a role. He became a man. In fact, he became a very poor man. In the stories of old, the kings and princes pretend to be a commoner.
那些国王啊,太子啊,假装是老百姓,
they can pull off their pauper's clothes at any time and go back to the castle.
脱下那个乞丐的衣服,
the charade is over. The game is over.
这个游戏就完了,
this was not a charade.
但这个不是游戏,
he was given an assignment by his father. He had to complete it.
父神给他一个使命,
now listen, what shocks me the most.
最叫我惊叹的, 注意听啊,
after completing the assignment, he did not stop being a man. He still is.
他仍然是人。
Did you know that humanity sits on heaven's throne?
你知道吗? 现在坐在天上宝座上的那一位有人性。
That's how much he loves us.
这是他爱我们的程度。
He wants to be one with us.
他愿意跟我们合一。
That even after fulfilling the Father's will,
甚至成全了父神的旨意之后,
he refused to shed himself of this poor, mean humanity. And he retains it still. Now I think one of the most common errors good Christians are making today concerning the incarnation.
我相信今天甚至好基督徒关乎道成肉身所犯的一个最大的最普遍的错误就是
is to think that Jesus was God and he just somehow added some human characteristics.
就是耶稣是神,但是他又加上了一些人性的特征在他身上。
We have a problem seeing Jesus as just a man.
我们看耶稣仅仅是人,我们有问题。
We can easily see him as God. We have no problem.
我们认识他是上帝,没问题,他是神,是。
The apostles that we looked at last night,
这些使徒们,我昨天晚上看了,
they had the opposite problem.
他们有相反的。
They could easily see he was a man.
他们可以很容易看到耶稣是人。
But they struggled to see that he was also God.
但是他们看他是神就有一些困难了。
Why then do we have our problem of not seeing his humanity as we ought to?
为什么我们会看不到他的人性呢?
I think the reason is because of the liberalism of the early 20th century.
我想是因为二十世纪初期的这些自由派的教导和思想。
As religious scholars and pastors were turning away from the inerrancy of Scripture,
当这些宗教领袖、牧师不相信圣经的无误性的时候,
they began to teach that Jesus was not deity. He was just a good man.
Great man.
On the par of Confucius.
就像孔子、孟子、老子一样,
or other great religious leaders.
或者其他那些伟大的宗教领袖,
the best of them all.
也许他是最伟大,
but he was not God. The incarnation is a fable. It couldn't have been done.
道成肉身不过是个神话故事, 天方夜谭, 不可能的。
In reaction to that heresy,
我们因着对这个异端的回应,
good evangelicals,
一些很好的福音派基督徒,
with good intentions,
带着美好的动机,
so began to emphasize the deity of Jesus,
反过来, 过分强调耶稣的神性,
that they left out the humanity of Jesus.
以至于他们忽略了基督的神性,
it became an insignificant point.
人性,
in their attempt to counteract the false teaching,
他们为了回应那个错误的教导,
they overemphasized
就矫枉过正,
the deity over his humanity. So today,
啊, 所以今天呢,
we sit here and we have the greatest difficulty trying to relate to Jesus as a human being.
是我们坐在这儿, 我们对耶稣的人性, 跟他人性相交,
we overemphasize his deity to the neglect of his humanity. And that creates a great deal of internal problems. And so what I want to do just for the remainder of our time this morning, in this first session,
今天第一堂课,
I want you to see,
我要你看到,
he knows exactly what it is to be like you. You need to know this because when you bow your knees in prayer,
你需要明白这一点,
you need to know you're talking to someone who can relate to you, understand you.
你要知道你在跟一位能够同情你、理解你的一位在说话。
So let's look at the scriptures here.
给我们看看圣经。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 25. 1 Corinthians
林前十五章,
chapter 15, verse 45.
45节,
the Apostle Paul describes our Lord as the last Adam.
使徒保罗形容我们的主,
now we know the first Adam is completely human.
我们知道那起初的,
how was the first Adam made?
第一个亚当是如何受造的呢?
God scooped out of the dirt and formed a clay statue.
神抓了一把尘土, 然后造了一个泥巴做的一个
Nothing divine there. The only thing divine was when God breathed into that clay statue. And the living soul was created. But the moment that Adam and Eve sinned, the Spirit of God departed from them. Leaving man in a fallen condition. Paul says of Jesus,
保罗论到耶稣,
he's the last Adam, acknowledging his full humanity. And so it is written, the first man Adam became a living being, the last Adam became a life-giving spirit.
Which verse?
Verse 45.
45节, 地经上也是这样, 记着说, 首先的人亚当成了有灵的活人, 末后的亚当,
in Romans chapter 5, you don't need to turn, just listen.
Paul
calls Adam a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. That means he was virtually in the same position as the first Adam.
这意味着他就像 起初的亚当在同一个地位上，跟起初亚当在同一个地位。 换言之,
what Adam was before the fall,
亚当在堕落之前,
that's what Jesus would be like when he came to this world.
当什么样子, 那耶稣来的时候也会怎么样?
Fully a man, but not fallen.
他会是一个完全的人，但是不是堕落的人。
Jesus did not have the natural corruption or depravity that you and I have.
耶稣没有像你我这样的全然的本来的那个堕落或者堕落的形象，没有。
He did not inherit a sinful nature.
他也没有继承一个罪性。
He was given the same sinless human nature that Adam had before he sinned.
耶稣的人性就像亚当犯罪之前
but he's still a human being.
但他仍然是人, 他不是地狱人。
How human is he?
他是怎么样一个人呢?
He's finite.
他是有限的人,
He's limited.
他是有限的人.
Jesus' experience as a man was more human than even Adam's.
耶稣的人性的经历比亚当,
more human.
更加人性,
more. 什么意思? Why?
为什么?
Adam never experienced childhood, adolescence, growing up.
没有经历生出来做婴孩，然后少年人慢慢长大的。亚当没那个经历。
He could never say to his two sons, when I was your age,
他不能对他两个儿子说，当我你这个年龄的时候。
Jesus went through all of those human experiences.
但耶稣经历这一切的成长的过程，人的经历。
He's finite, he's limited.
他是有限的，他是人。
Jesus, the man, was not omniscient. He did not know everything.
耶稣不是无所不知的，不是啥都知道。
Now some of you are looking at me like, uh-oh.
有些人看着我,
uh-oh. This is blasphemy.
这是亵渎的，讲啥？
The man.
我讲的是耶稣的人性。
Yes, he's also God.
当然，他同时也是神。
And God knows everything.
神无所不知。
But he's also a human being.
同时他也是人。 这是我们要讲的重点。
Let me show it to you.
让我讲,
Luke chapter 2, verse 52. Luke 2.
路加福音第二章五十二节。
Verse 52.
二章五十二节。
The man Christ Jesus had to learn, just like you have to learn.
耶稣这个人必须要学习，就像你我一样需要学。
And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man.
耶稣的智慧和身量，并上帝和人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
If you know all things, you can't increase in knowledge.
如果你无所不知，你在知识上就不能增长了。
In Mark chapter 13, verse 32.
Mark 13:32.
Our Lord says there's certain things he did not know. What did he not know?
他不知道什么?
Mark 13:32. But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father.
但那日子那时辰，没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯有父知道。
The man Christ Jesus did not know when he would return.
耶稣基督身为人，他不知道他什么时候再来。
In Mark chapter 11, we see his finiteness.
马可十一章，我们又看到他的有限。
Mark 11, verse 12.
11章的12节
You remember the story of the withered fig tree?
你记得那个被咒诅的凋谢的无花果树吗?
Well, before Jesus cursed that fig tree,
在耶稣咒诅那棵树之前,
he was hungry.
他饿了。
And he saw the fig tree having already borne its leaves.
他看到这棵无花果树叶子满满的。
This was a natural indication that there was figs on the tree.
丰满的叶子是一个很自然的显明，有很多的果子，就是这两个因果相关的。Look
at verse 13, Mark 11:13.
在十三节你看看。
And seeing from afar a fig tree having leaves, he went to see if perhaps he would find something on it.
远远的看见一棵无花果树，树上有叶子，他就去往那里去，或者在树上可以找到什么。你看到没有，亲爱的？
If you know all things,
如果你无所不知的话,
you don't go to check something out and see if it's really true.
你没有必要往那里去看看到底是不是如此，对不对？
But when he came, he found nothing.
但他到了树下，他竟然找不到什么。
When the woman reached out and touched the hem of his garment, what was Jesus' response?
当那个女人记得触摸他的衣襟的时候，耶稣说什么？
Who touched me?
谁触摸我了？ 谁呀?
Jesus even had to be taught that he was the Messiah.
耶稣甚至必须被教导, 人家告诉他他是弥赛亚。
Now I don't know how this happened.
我不知道这怎么发生的。
But I believe the Holy Spirit taught him at a very early age.
我相信当他很小的时候, 圣灵就教导他了。
Luke chapter 2, verse 40.
路加第四章四十节。
Luke 2:40.
路加四章四十节。 二章六节。
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verse 40.
嗯哼。
And the child grew, became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. He had to grow up just like any one of us.
这孩子,
Luke
2:40.
We don't know when he discovered it, but we do know that he knew by the age of 12.
我们不知道他什么时候知道他是弥赛亚, 但我们知道12岁之前呢, 他应该知道。
When his mom and dad couldn't find him for 3 days, finally found him in the temple.
他爸爸妈妈三天找不到他, 最后在圣殿里头找到了。
Discussing,
他正在跟,
answering questions,
跟那些文士,
scholars of
Judah,讨论这些问题,
Mary rebukes him.
玛利亚就责备他,
You've worried your father and I. Why did you do this?
你叫我跟你父亲心里头焦急啊, 你干嘛?
What was his response? Do you remember?
他怎么回, 记得吗? 怎么回应的?
Why did you seek after me?
你为什么找我们呢? 你们为什么找我呢?
Did you not know I must be about my Father's business?
难道你不知道我必须怎么样? 做我父的事?
Did not our Lord experience hunger and thirst?
我们的主经历到, 口渴, 肚子饿,
weariness and temptation?
还有疲倦, 还有试探,
and yes, even death.
甚至,
now friends,
死亡, 亲爱的朋友,
God cannot die.
神不能死。
That is an impossibility. If it was possible,
如果可能的话,
he would not be God.
他就不是神了。
One of the characteristics and attributes of deity is it's eternal.
神的其中的一个属性之一就是他的永恒性。
Eternity doesn't die.
永恒是不会死的。
Then who died on the cross?
那谁死在十字架上?
Jesus of Nazareth.
拿撒勒人耶稣,
the humanity, the man, Christ Jesus. I know, but that doesn't make sense.
我知道这个叫人想不通,
but it's nonetheless the fact.
但是事实就是事实。
And Jesus was perfectly controlled by the Holy Spirit as he performed his ministry.
当主耶稣做, 当他服侍的时候, 他做的每一件事都是圣灵在带领, 圣灵在控制。
What he did, how he lived, was completely a man being dominated by the Holy Spirit.
他做的一切, 他所说的话, 都是一个人被圣灵所引导带领,
now I grant you that he didn't have the difficulty of learning this like you and I do.
当然他不像你我一样有这样的困难要学习做这些事。
He did not have to struggle with a corrupt or depraved humanity.
他没有必要跟一个堕落的罪性挣扎像我们一样。
But before we excuse Jesus and say there's no way he can understand me,
说他不能理解我了,
because he didn't have this natural sinful corruption. Let me remind you of one thing. It's the Garden of Gethsemane.
那是克西马尼园的经历。
There he is alone.
他单独,
even his closest associates couldn't
pray
in the realm in which he existed. I want you to turn in your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 7.
看希伯来书第五章。 我们翻过去看看。
Hebrews chapter 5.
希伯来书第五章。
Here, the writer to the Hebrews gives us a glimpse in that hour of what was going on in the depths of our Lord's heart.
这里希伯来书作者让我们看到，让我们瞥了一眼，看到在克西马尼园里头，耶稣的心里头是怎么样的经历的。
In the 7th verse of the 5th chapter, he writes,
第七节，五章七节，他写道，
who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications,
耶稣在肉体的时候，即大声哀哭，流泪祷告。
Well, we know that Jesus prayed, and he prayed much.
我们知道耶稣常常祷告，而且祷告很多。
When was what prayers is the author referring to?
这里他讲的是什么祷告？哪里的祷告？
Tells us.
他这里讲了。
It's the prayers and supplications he offered up with vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death.
流泪祷告，恳求那能救他免死的主。
This is a reference to the Garden of Gethsemane.
这指的是克西马尼园里的祷告。
When our Lord prayed,
当我们的主耶稣祷告说
，Father，
父啊
，If it be possible，
如果可能的话
，Let this cup pass from before me，
让这个杯撤去吧。
And the writer of Hebrews says，
希伯来书作者说。
That something was going on in the heart of our Lord.
耶稣的心中正在发生一些事。
That the Father, that the Son was crying to the Father to be saved from death.
儿子正在向父神求他免死。
I don't believe Jesus was afraid of the physical sufferings he was about to endure.
我相信耶稣不是害怕他要经历的那肉体的痛苦。
Many of his followers before him, the prophets of the Old Testament,
许多在他之前的他的跟随者，从前的旧约的先知们
had suffered cruel deaths at the hands of their tormentors and persecutors.
在他们的逼迫者手下受了很大的痛苦和肉体的折磨。
My Jesus was not a weak man.
但我们的耶稣不是一位软弱的人。
Isaiah could be sawn in two for Jesus. If Isaiah,
如果以赛亚可以被用锯子切成两半，
then Jesus could bravely go to the cross.
耶稣也能够勇敢地面对十字架的死。
He is a man's man.
他是一个大丈夫。
There was no man stronger, not even Samson, than our Lord Jesus.
甚至参孙也不能够比我们主耶稣更强壮、更勇敢。
Samson put his hands on the pillars of that idol temple.
参孙把他的手放在那偶像的庙宇的柱子上。
And with courage he prayed.
他大胆的祷告。
One more time, remember me.
主啊，再一次纪念我。
Let me die with my enemy.
让我与我的仇敌一块死吧，同归于尽吧。
The Spirit of the Lord came upon him in all of his might. He brought the roof and the building down upon his head as well as his enemy.
神的灵就降在他身上，他就把那房屋的庙的顶带到他和他仇敌的头上，一同同归于尽了。
Are you telling me?
你是否告诉我
，Jesus could not endure what Samson asked?
耶稣不能够忍受参孙所求的吗
？That Jesus was so fearful of death that he had to pray three times, Father, no, please, no, let there be another way.
是否耶稣这么害怕？他三次要祷告主啊，不要不要不要让我经历这些死亡。
Not at all, my friend.
不。
If Samson could do it,
如果参孙有这个胆量
，There's no question that our Lord could face death.
毫无质疑的。主耶稣也能够大胆地面对死亡，他不怕十字架。那到底他关心的是什么呢
？What is so bothering him？
他这么痛苦，是为什么而忧心呢
？It's there in that last clause of verse 7。
是第七节的最后那一句话。
And he was heard because of his godly fear。
就因他的敬虔虔诚蒙了应允，虔诚。
Is that how your translation reads?
Because of his piety, he was heard.
Because of his piety or his reverence.
因着他的敬虔或敬畏的心蒙了应允。
Once again,
再一次
I think there is a weakness in translation here.
我想这里的翻译还是有一些不完全啊。
If you and I could look over the shoulder of the author to the Hebrews,
如果我们可以看希伯来书作者写的时候，从他肩膀上
As he wrote this clause,
看着当他写这段经文的时候
you would see him have written in the Greek,
你会看到他用希腊文这么写的
He was saved from that which he feared.
他从他所怕的惧怕的事中得到了拯救
God heard him and saved him from that which he feared.
神垂听他听见他而且救他脱离他所害怕的
There's no reference that the Father answers the prayer because of his reverence or piety.
这里没有说到因着他的敬虔虔诚父神就听他祷告
The author is saying that the Father delivered him out of the very thing that he was praying to be delivered from.
作者来说他父神救他脱离他所求要脱离的那件事。
What did Jesus want to be delivered from?
耶稣要想要从什么当中得到释放，得到拯救呢
？The curse of the Father.
父神的咒诅。
He feared nothing more than sin itself.
他害怕的没有超过罪本身，罪。
Now please stop, think just for a few more moments before the break.
停一下，再想想，休息之前好好想想啊。
Here is this perfect, holy, pure man.
这一位完全圣洁、纯洁的、没有罪的这位人。
And sin is so contrary to his pure nature.
罪跟他那个圣洁的本性是何等的背道而驰，何等反感那个罪恶。
Great divines and theologians in the past.
从前的伟大的神学家和这些伟人。
In expositing the temptation of Christ have said.
他们在解释耶稣的试探的时候曾经说过。
Oh, the pain that tormented the holy mind of Christ when the devil's suggestions came.
当撒旦魔鬼的试探那些建议临到时候，那个痛苦临到他的心灵是何等之大。
The thought of sin to a holy man has to be tormenting.
对一个圣人，对一个圣洁的人，那个罪的思想试探是何等的叫他痛苦挣扎。
Maybe difficult for us to understand because we're not so pure, we're not so holy.
也许对我们很难理解，因为我们没有那么圣洁，没有那么无辜。
But Jesus couldn't even think an evil thought.
但耶稣不可能去想象那些罪恶的思想。
And evil thoughts were coming into his mind by the suggestion of the tempter.
但借着那位试探者，那些邪恶的思想竟然都。进入他心里头。
Here we are in the garden.
在伊甸，在不是伊甸，在伊克西马尼园里头。这不仅是邪恶的思想。
Father's going to give him the cup of my sins.
父神要把你我的罪的杯放在他手中。
And he was going to have to ingest, drink the sin and its penalty.
他必须要饮那罪恶的杯和罪恶的刑罚。
Jesus was going to be so identified with your sin that you would say, cursed of God.
耶稣会如此认同你的罪，你会说他是被咒诅的。
He who knew no sin became sin for us.
那不知罪的为你我成为罪。
Nevertheless, Father, not my will, but thy will be done.
然而父啊，不要照我的意思。
And let me help you understand what's happening here.
让我帮助你明白这里发生什么事儿。
Jesus is saying, Father,
耶稣在说，父啊，
this is so unnatural for me.
这对我来说是何等的反感逆反。
I hate sin with all of my being.
我全身每个细胞都恨恶罪。
And you're asking me to embrace it.
你现在叫我接受罪。
And as a result, I'm going to be rejected by you.
我会因此被你所弃。
That's what I'm afraid of.
这是我怕的。
You're asking me to take sin and act as if it's mine.
你要我担当这个罪，好像是我犯了罪一样。
That's so unnatural to me.
这对我是如此的不自然，如此的逆反。
Would you agree that was unnatural for our Lord?
你同意吗？这是对我们的父神是
to embrace
对耶稣是反感的，对他接受性担当罪，这是不自然，是抵触的。
And yet that's exactly what he did.
但这就是他所做的。
And the Father brought him through it.
父神把他带过这个难关，而且救他免了那个罪。好，我花了这些时间告诉你们，为了这个缘故。
Jesus completely understands what it's like to be tempted with sin.
耶稣完全明白被罪试探是什么滋味。
He really does understand what you go through when you're tempted.
的的确确明白你我受试探的时候所经历的。
When you're tempted with sin,
当你受罪的试探的时候，
even the very temptation is natural to you.
甚至这个试探本身对你我来说都很自然。
It is not unnatural for us to be enticed, tempted. Not unnatural.
对我们来说被罪恶试探不是不自然，是正常现象，家常便饭。
The writer James says that.Our enticement comes from our own desires.
雅各说我们被试探是被私欲引诱牵引就。
But God at the moment of temptation is asking you to do which is unnatural to your humanity.
但是当你受试探的时候神要 神要你做。
Don't do what is natural to you.
跟你自然,
do what is unnatural.
跟你自然回应相反的回应。做，不要顺其自然，那要抵挡那个自然的犯罪的倾向。
Resist the desire.
要抵挡私欲。
It's exactly what Jesus had to do in the garden.
这就是耶稣在客西马尼园所要做的。
He had to do what was unnatural to him.
他必须做反自然的事。
Embrace sin.
他要担当。
I know it's the reverse of us.
我知道跟我们是相反。
But it's the same struggle.
但是同样的挣扎。
It was natural for him to run from it.
对他来说很自然要离开罪，远离罪恶。
There's something in me that's natural for me to be enticed.
那我们人呢，就很自然就受试探，接受试探。
But in the hour of temptation, I must do that which is unnatural to my body and my mind.
但是当我受试探的时候，我必须做我的思想跟我的肉体自然要做的事，我要抵挡。
And allow the Spirit of the Living God to help me.
让永生神的灵来帮助我抵挡罪恶，抵挡试探。
To do what is unnatural.Fallen humanity.
对我这个堕落的人性罪性是相反的。
He knows exactly what that's like.
他知道你我所经历的一切，他明白。
You have an advocate, a mediator.
你有一位中保，一位保惠师。
Who in every sense is just like you.
他凡事受试探跟你我一样。
And even though he's never sinned.
虽然他从来没犯过罪。
He knows the temptation.
他明白你我所经历的试探。
To resist the Father's will because it's unnatural.
要反对父神的旨意是不自然的。是。
But you can trust.
但你可以信任他。
That since he's gone through that.
既然他经历这一切。
And the Father saved him through it. He can save you.
父神也救他免了这一切，所以他也能够拯救你。
How much he must have loved us to become one of us.
他是何等爱我们，他愿意变成我们的形象。
This is the truth of the gospel and its beauty.
这是福音的真理和荣美。
Let God have His way with you.
让神的旨意畅行在你身上。
As Jesus, our Lord, gave the Father everything, let us give it.
正如主耶稣把一切都交托给父神，让我们也把一切都奉献给他。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
祷告。
Father, we thank you for our Lord Jesus Christ.
父神为着主耶稣基督，我们的神，感谢你。主啊，感谢你。
Lord, we thank you for standing strong.
我们感谢你。如此的刚强
in your humanity,
在你的人性中
all the way to the cross,
你一直坚忍到底到十字架
and when that moment came when the Father turned from you,
当父神掩面不看你那一刻临到的时候
fellowship with God was broken,
你跟父神的交通断绝的时候
None of us could understand the agony you experienced.
没有一个人能够理解你所经历的痛苦挣扎。
And even though God had withdrawn, you still remained true.
尽管神远离你，你仍然持守忠贞。
Help us, Lord, to remain true to you in the hour of our test.
主啊，当我们受试探的时候，也帮助我们至死忠心。奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。